You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Michael Lewin, former chief of staff to Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman. He's now a partner in the Washington office of Brown Rudnick, and he's a longtime Democratic activist. And we wanted to get Michael's thoughts on how the negative tone of the campaign seems to be increasing, especially in the wake of the vice presidential debate Thursday night. And Michael, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Greg. Happy to be here today.
Well, there have certainly been plenty of accusations back and forth about how the two candidates have been inconsistent potentially on different issues, how they did or did not see the current financial crisis coming. But now we're definitely seeing the gloves come off. The McCain-Palin campaign is taking aim at Barack Obama's associations with Jeremiah Wright, which, of course, came up quite a bit during the Democratic primary with Hillary Clinton, as well as his connections with the former Weather Underground member, a domestic terrorist organization back in the Vietnam War. Bill Ayers is his name. At the same time, the Obama campaign is going after John McCain for his involvement in the Keating Five scandal. What do you make of the campaigns bringing at this kind of material at this point?
Well, I think they're all wrong from a political point of view. I don't believe the American public cares much about a 1960s radical when Barack Obama was barely out of diapers. And I really don't think we really care much about John McCain's Keating Five days. Those are a long time ago, and he was generally speaking absolved of any blame by the Senate almost 20 years ago. The country is faced with enormous social, economic, defense, and foreign policy problems. We'd all be better off if we were campaigning on the differences between the Democrats and Republicans on those issues than trying to do nickel and dime negative campaigning. I don't think it works as a tactic, certainly not at this late stage in the presidential race. And it's frankly shameful that both campaigns are feel that they need to resort to that. I think negative campaigning will damage both candidates, and whoever emerges as the winner on November 4th will be somewhat damaged as he ascends to the presidency as a result of this. So it is not good news.
From a McCain strategy perspective, does it put Barack Obama in a unique conundrum because he's been trying to run a campaign of hope and change in a different type of politics? And on the one hand, if he doesn't respond, it could damage him. On the other hand, if he does respond, it looks like he's a typical politician.
Well, you know, negative campaigning is as distasteful as it is to all Americans, and even most of us that are in the business, it does work, particularly if it's not responded to. So Barack Obama has no alternative but to respond to the charges. But that's still quite a bit different than slinging his own mud at John McCain, which will then force McCain to respond. And frankly, Greg, I'm worried that tomorrow night's debate will get into this kind of mudslinging, and it's exactly what we don't need 4 weeks before the election when we ought to be talking about some of the significant issues that confront our country. Look, we're on the brink of economic collapse here. I really don't care very much about where Barack Obama went to church or what John McCain's first marriage was all about. These are not important issues to the American public writ large.
Michael, in terms of what the undecided voters may be looking for at this point, we just talked to Zogby International late last week. They had a national poll of the race a dead even a day after the vice presidential debate. Most other national polls show Barack Obama with a small to moderate lead nationally, but they say undecided is about 10%, and if you push people, about a quarter of the electorate still is not firm in who they'd like to support if the election were to be held today. So what should the candidates be talking about right now?
I think the candidates ought to be talking about what their plan is to deal with the problems that will confront the next president in this part of the 21st century. I mean, we have a stock market that's closer to 8,000 than 12,000. We have an education system that is not working as effectively as it ought to be. We have a crumbling infrastructure. We are going to the sixth year of a war in the Persian Gulf that needs to come to some successful conclusion in the relatively near future. We have the threat of terrorism, which is around us at all times. I want to know how John McCain and how Barack Obama will deal with these issues. And I think the 10% that is undecided, and even as you point out, those soft voters, that they are inclined to vote for Obama or inclined to vote for McCain, but could change their mind, I think they're hungry for information about what these candidates will do for them if they are elected. I think this is a time of very high anxiety among the American electorate, probably more than any other time in certainly in my lifetime. And I think people need reassurance that when they cast their vote on November 4th, they're doing it for a candidate that shares their hopes and dreams for the future and has a program to get those hopes and dreams fulfilled.
Last 20 seconds here, Michael. As this financial crisis continues and more Americans get very concerned about where this economy is heading, does that bode well for Barack Obama because he's the party out of power and doesn't have any real connections to the current administration? Or does it bode against him potentially because he's a relative newcomer to the scene? And even though people might not agree with John McCain, they think that he's at least got more experience.
I think in balance it's better for Barack Obama than it is for John McCain. It's better because he's younger and newer, if you will, probably can carry the concept of change better than John McCain can.
Michael, thank you so much for being with us.
Happy to be here, Greg. Thank you.
Michael Lewin, partner in the Washington office of Brown Rudnick. He's a former chief of staff to Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman and a longtime Democratic activist. This is Dateline Washington.